Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Tool and Guns N' Roses tickets right now. Text the secret word. Hey! That would be hush. To 206-803-ROCK. Again, hush. The secret word is hush.
Hush.
To 206-803-ROCK.
H-U-S-H.
Yes.
Hush.
Not all the other things you guys have been texting all day.
My God, man.
No reason. Even though we tell you the contest starts at 420.
And yeah, and I'm like, Agamemnon, and it shows up like 800 times. Exactly. Nobody said that. It's hush. Yeah, and now.
Like the puppies.
Right.
You say hush, I think puppies.
Text hush to 206-803-ROCK. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Should be noted, next chance to win coming up at 7:30 tonight.
Oh, that would be the lovely Taryn Daly.
Lovely Taryn Daly giving me another chance. But text hush right now to 206-803-ROCK. Taryn has another pair. Oh, that would be for both shows. Tool and Guns N' Roses.
You're talking about a breast. You're talking
at 7:30.
Oh, come on.
Well, he said she has another pair. Typically, we do just say, hey, man, nice pair. You know? You're not talking about fruit.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. Next time someone's eating a pair, hey, nice pair.
Of shoes.
Of shoes. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's Dumb and Dumber, right? Like, great Hooters.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's like, the owl.
Right.
I say stuff like when they're carrying a big box. What a big box you have.
That's the biggest box.
Come on.
Damn, man. Somehow that seems much harsher.
It is. But he does
it's
the time.
It's a big box.
I've heard him say that, like, because we have a UPS store in the lobby of the building. And every once in a while, someone's coming in to ship something, right? And says, Miles, this way, it's a mighty big box you have. And it's like, Jesus. What is?
Two hands.
Yeah, big old box.
Couple of emails from our question.
It's childish, but it's funny.
I can't help it.
How many times have you been smacked?
A lot. A lot. All deserved.
What's the over under?
I know. It's,
well, 25?
More laughs than smacks. How about this? How about that?
I think they want to smack him, but if they start laughing, they don't.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
You got to hit with a joke. And if you don't hit, nah.
You're getting slapped.
I mean, I've been punched a lot.
Nice box.
Yeah. Punching just means I hate you. Slapping is a real sign of disrespect.
Yeah. Slapping is, you need something.
That's a step above a punch.
I can't believe you haven't been pepper sprayed yet.
I am not.
Nice box.
No, not yet.
Oh, God, it burns.
Let's give it 5 years.
It'll happen when I'm old.
You want to place bets on it?
Right.
What year does Miles finally get pepper sprayed? After
the older you get, the less you care. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they call them creepy old guys. It doesn't mean it's okay.
Right. But they have a term for it, so you know.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, coming from today's question.
His voice really hurts today. He got pepper sprayed.
Just 20 minutes ago.
My throats are dry. Gentlemen, good job. Many years ago, my ex-girlfriend and I went to Birch Bay's Water Slide Park up north with a carload of friends. My God, why is that? Is that not still open anymore?
What?
Birch Bay's Water Slide Park. It's an old schooler, but it's up kind of south of Blaine. It's right near the trailer park and the RV park.
Sounds lovely.
It actually is beautiful up there.
I know nothing about this place.
Oh, yeah.
Birch Bay?
Is it still open in the summer?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It's open Saturday and Sundays.
Nice. It's right on the water. It's
actually that looks great.
It's an old school one, too.
Turn his computer on.
Yeah, look at that, man.
All right.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that place.
Yeah,
good spot. Their main slide has a platform that has four different slides going out like spokes on a wheel. So after spinning forever in line for slides, I was anxious, and when none of the people were watching, I ran as fast as I could, and I used the push-off bar to get some speed. I'm a bigger boy, so when I get going, I got some momentum. When I hit the curve, I flew into the air and could see the ground. Uh-oh. I was pretty sure I was going to fly off, but instead, I came back down awkwardly, and with all my weight, landed on my right big toe and completely snapped it. This was the first slide of the day, and we just got there. I hobbled to the first aid station. Their first aid kit had two Band-Aids and a gauze pad. Not even an ice pack. I wasn't the driver, and they all thought I was an idiot, and the park would not let people back in, so they made me sit there and pay them for the whole day. I don't talk to them anymore. That from Terry.
Well, Terry, it was the beginning of the day. You sprinted as fast as you could, then launched yourself down there and broke your toe. Like, sorry, Terry. Like, I'm not leaving that park either.
I agree. I know it sounds terrible, but hey, man, if... You can't do it at the beginning, right? You do it toward the end. You go, hey, man, maybe we should leave. The beginning of it, like, Terry, you can be in pain, brother.
Yeah. Bros, what did water have to do in the back of my Navy days? I served as a boatswain's mate. A boatswain's mate. Do we know Navy terms?
Negative.
I don't know. They all work on the boat.
Okay, aboard an aircraft carrier. Duties include being a helmsman.
Okay.
Which
anybody?
Is?
Anybody?
You're on the helm.
Ted, you're the helmsman.
We have a lot to learn.
Makes the mayonnaise.
Okay. And very good.
Yes.
But only
exactly
on the
East Coast.
East Coast.
Right. Best foods. Yeah. Best foods if you learn down at Pendleton.
He's the best foods boy. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
I'm driving the ship to doing underway replenishment or unreps. One time while we were doing unwrap, maybe it is, I was in the hangar bay and took on a big wave that crashed through the hangar bay and got soaked. Luckily, no one was taken out to sea that day.
That's what I was going to ask.
Now I drive lawnmowers. That from Pangea Joe.
Now I drive lawnmowers.
Nobody was taken out to sea that day.
Yeah.
There were eight of us in here. The wave hit. There were six.
Guys, back in the day, my 30s, I was water skiing with my brother and his wife. Took me about 10 times to figure out how to get up. Got that figured out and started to dig my left ski hard into the water, shooting me all the way to the right where the water was calm. I'm skiing along, all nice and cool, when a fish jumped out of the water in front of me. And scared me so bad that I wiped out and skidded and flipped across the water for what seemed like a mile. Got hit by the skis, few cuts, and the water ripped my shorts off of me, leaving me naked in the water. Shorts were found, and I was done skiing for the day. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
Naked in the water sounds like a real bad Lifetime movie.
How's that fish jumping out of the water?
Meredith Baxter Birdie in Naked in the Water.
I can't come out the shore. I'm naked in the water.
Will she ever walk out of the water?
It's a fish, dude.
Boo, fish.
I'll mess with this water skier. I'm a fish. I weigh 2 pounds. I'm a fish.
No, he's got his line out.
You get any bites that day?
Oh, look at his worm.
Couple of birthday request.
Get off my penis, fish.
Yeah.
Last words I heard before I drowned.
Guys, please wish my friend, the second dirtiest man, Nicholas, a very happy birthday for his 35th. How about some dirty Germans? With her interpretation of a scoop tuggy, a Pat Sajak, she wants a D, a Kevin Hart damn, and inspirational words from Miles. I love you, man. That from the dirtiest man.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Damn!
Yeah, I'm not sure what the scoop tuggy is, but to my mind, it involves testicles and 2 fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're all imagining the same thing.
I'm also pretty sure I heard him on one of the newest rap tracks out of Atlanta.
Oh, Scoop Tuggy.
He's featuring Scoop Tuggy. Little Scoop.
Scoop Tuggy.
Small Scoop Tuggy.
Is it still that trap stuff?
Yeah.
It is. They cannot get rid of that beat, can it?
Not for Scoop Tuggy, no.
No, okay.
Yeah. So I once had to give off one testicle so I could go to a Scoop Tuggy show.
All right.
True story.
Yep. Nicholas. I want you to think about this one. You actually never realize how many muscles are hidden in your head and scalp until you watch a bald guy chew gum.
There's three of us in here, dog.
He's not wrong.
No, you ever been slapped? But today's my father Jerry's 57th birthday. How about a fish sandwich medley and the dirty Germans discussing how he's the god of corn? And maybe Coach Ted telling him how he should babysit his grandkids more. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Jonathan.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some pure relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I respect that you're a god and all. There's the god of the oceans, the gods of the seas, the gods of fertility. You're the lamest god this German has ever, the god of corn.
Yeah.
Do the other gods giggle at you?
No, but he makes things go pop crackle in people's mouths.
Yeah, the god of corn, yeah, the man.
You want me to butter it? All right, listen. Now, it would be nice to watch your grandkids more, but I'm also getting the sneaking suspicion here that your daughter or son is just being lazy.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you raised them good enough that they have offspring. Everybody's alive. So, sure, take them sometimes on the weekend and do what all grandparents do. Send them back all hopped up on sugar and sodas.
And wet yourself.
Yeah, give them some Coca-Cola. No Sprite or root beer this weekend. Have caffeine, kids.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thorhill, you bring us three stories from news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Oh, by the way, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Two of these stories, I believe Mike brought up in his very own headlines earlier this week and last week. One of them is fresh and new. Now, the first two stories fall under the category of why are you wasting our time?
Yeah.
Let's start in Germany. You might remember the story. The German court says it is giving an 82-year-old man a last warning. Your final warning, man, to avoid jail after he was found guilty of drug dealing, despite 24 previous convictions. The retired man, who said he wants to improve his monthly pension, was busted selling weed. He was handed a suspended sentence by the court. Now, prosecutors asked that the court impose a prison term of 34 months in view of the man's lengthy criminal record and an existing suspended sentence. But judges say they would make an exception for the 25th time and classify the latest crimes as less serious offenses due to the man's particular circumstances. He has no particular circumstances. He's a goddamn drug dealer, which, look, I don't have a problem with drug dealers. I'm just saying, you've busted him 24 previous times. The judge says, hey, this is your very last warning. Why are you wasting our time? Why are you wasting our time? Now, why are you wasting our time? Part two. Miles, actually, can you cue up some sad music for this?
Sure. Oh.
No, it just, okay. Police officers found 37-year-old Tony Peralta earlier this month sitting on a curb where he borrowed a cell phone so that he could call 911 and confess to killing his landlord 15 years earlier. He told him he's tired of covering it up, tired of living with a lie, tired of being overwhelmed by guilt. He agreed to take the officers to where the buried body was before standing up and volunteering to be handcuffed. Quote, I confess, man. I confess. I don't want to live life anymore without confessing. Now, the officers and detectives who talked to them, they asked him all kinds of questions about when the killing happened. How did he do it? Why did he do it? At times, authorities asked him, was he making the story up? Are you leading us on a wild goose chase? He wasn't providing many details. Peralta said, quote, there's a dead body in there, dude. He told one officer, well, in the back of the patrol car, parked in front of the home that he once shared with 69-year-old William Blagdet, who was last seen by his family in December of 2008. Investigators said they obtained a search warrant and they found a boot, bones, and dentures after removing plywood floorboards from a house that was located kind of behind the initial house. Well, the dentures, they were compared to this guy's dental records, and it led to a positive identification. Peralta told the officer that Luggett, he was a good man, and that he's took his life for no reason while high on meth. Quote, "I don't have an excuse," he said. So Peralta was arraigned on a charge of first-degree murder. He pleaded not guilty. Then why are you wasting our time? You called the cops after 15 years to tell them about a murder they weren't even investigating. You led them to the body. They charge you. Just not guilty.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I don't know why that irritates me. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Why didn't... Sorry. And our last story. We brought the story up earlier this week. You might remember this one. A mountaineer. Sorry, man.
I'm just laughing how the music came back. Not a good word. I was like, yeah, all right.
A mountaineer has been accused of ice-cold behavior after snubbing a Sherpa who saved his life on Everest by carrying him for 6 hours on his back to safety. Climber Ravichandran, who goes by the name Ravichandran Everest, or Ravi, he was attempting to scale the world's tallest mountain when he fell dangerously ill and collapsed not far from the peak. Well, footage shows how the Sherpa wrapped the stricken mountaineer in a thick cover, hoisted him on his back, and painstakingly trudged through the snow to get him off the mountain so that he could receive the urgent medical treatment that he needed. The heroic Sherpa hadn't even been employed by Ravi, but he halted his own client's expedition in favor of saving a stranger's life. Now, when the rescue man, when he was in the hospital, the Sherpa reached out to him. "Hey, man, heard you're in the hospital. I'm glad you're alive. I wish you a speedy recovery." This was on Instagram. Yeah, Ravi blocked him on Instagram and keeps downplaying the severity of the whole thing. That's basically just like, whatever. So again, the first two stories are just about wasting your time. The German court, this cat's been convicted 24 previous times for drug dealing, and you're telling him, you let him off the hook this time for his 25th offense to say, hey, your last warning. Obviously, that does not mean anything to the guy. Put him in jail or don't, but Jesus. We have Tony Peralta, that's a guy in New Mexico, confessed to a killing 15 years ago. Took the cops to the body. They confirmed it's the guy that he said it was. They hit him with the first-degree murder charge, so of course he pleaded not guilty. "Yes, I confessed I took you to the body, but not guilty. Why are you wasting our time?" And then the Everest climber, who was saved by a Sherpa, not even his own Sherpa, carried 6 miles through the snow on this man's back. And when he reaches out to you on Instagram, you're like, F off.
And I think the old guy in Germany, just, number one, he's selling weed.
But, this time.
And they keep letting him off.
Every single time.
So I don't know, like... Yeah, I guess that sucks. He is wasting time. They're wasting time.
I feel like the court's wasting time. He's not wasting time.
And like, I can make the argument the murderer... Like, that's probably just his lawyer said, even though you confess, plead not guilty.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, but that still just seems tough. Like, dude, I confessed and took them to the body.
I'm going to go to the weed dealer.
We do. All right.
I almost want to say the guy who murdered the guy and the guy who blocked the Sherpa are almost equal in sucking.
The guy that blocked the Sherpa, I just don't understand that.
And all the Sherpa said, not like, hey, I saved your life. Glad to see you're doing okay. Hey, man, you know, it means a lot to me.
Right. Like, I spent all this time. We did not make the summit. We, like, stopped, helped you, put your ass down there.
6 miles in the snow on Mount Everest on my back.
Right. And you blocked him on Instagram.
I mean, it's just like, damn, man.
I mean, the sad part is next time they're going to think twice about helping somebody.
That is true.
Not in our group.
You know what, Ted? I agree with you, actually, man. The German drug dealer or the court, I don't know which one I think sucks more out of that, but just like, Jesus H.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Twitter. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Come on, we'll drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, McDonald's is going to celebrate Grimace's upcoming birthday with a new purple shake.
How old is Grimace?
Oh, dang, that's a fine question. Hang on.
Just curious.
Did they all come 50? Out at the same time?
I guess
so. In other words, like the Hamburglar and Ronald maybe Ronald was first, but...
Jesus Christ.
52.
52.
What were you thinking?
No. I mean, he's purple and big.
Yeah.
So it's got to be some kind of berry flavored, right?
Correct. It is vanilla with berry flavor.
Did you already say that?
No.
Oh. What was he supposed to be originally? Because if I remember this right, he's supposed to be cast as a bad guy.
Yes.
But people actually liked him, but he was...
A taste bud.
Grimace is on your tongue, kids.
Yeah.
Yes. Grimace hungry.
Give me some of that shake.
There's a list of American cities that deserve, quote, wait. We okay? How you doing, Ted? You feeling good, buddy?
Happy birthday.
It's me, Grimace. How you doing?
Do you know I never wear pants?
I used to be a bad guy. You want me to be a bad guy?
I'm so bad. Grimace is bad. You should spank Grimace.
Come and taste this bun.
There's a list of American cities that deserve, quote, way, way, way more attention.
But attention for what?
I think it's just, you know, it's those unseen gems that people know about but nobody would ever actually consider going to. That includes the Twin Cities.
Why?
Minneapolis and St. Paul.
I don't mean that bad, but like, why? I have no problem visiting anywhere, but
probably
why?
Because people go there, they're like, it's actually really nice here. You know, Boise's another one that's on the list.
I've been to Boise. They get enough.
I got some friends who go to Boise. They're like, we don't understand the hype.
San Antonio. I liked San Antonio when I was there, but I needed to see more of it.
I will say, a lot of people I know have been to San, and they're like, I don't know why San Antonio kind of gets a bad rap, but they were like, dude, that Riverwalk, like, they liked it.
Okay.
Then Jim Thorpe.
What?
In Pennsylvania?
No. Don't go there.
Don't go to Jim Thorpe?
Jesus Christ,
I thought that was a dude. I didn't realize that it was a city.
It is. They named the city after the dude who never, ever had been to Pennsylvania.
Why?
But they bought his body.
Jeez.
They buried him. It's true. And named the town after him. Dude had never been to Pennsylvania.
Is this
in
like
his
a
life.
Neighborhood that's just obsessed with him or what?
I think they was probably trying to get tourism or something in. I don't know if they still have the body.
We got Jim Thorpe.
I think they still have the body. He's Native American, so like the tribe has been like, can we please have his body back?
And they're like, they're pulling in England. And now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the dude never even went to Pennsylvania. Never had anything to say about Pennsylvania, but they bought his body, buried his ass there.
Jeez.
Named the town Jim Thorpe.
And it's a cool town.
Is it?
It's one of the coolest towns in PA.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Delray Beach.
Okay.
It's kind of got that vibe to it.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, seriously.
I just don't like Pennsylvania.
That has been well stated on this program.
I know.
That you do not like Pennsylvania.
Those are the first words to my wife when I met her. We were talking. I'm like, where are you from? And she says, what the hell is that? Tawanda's the name of the place. She's like, it's in Pennsylvania. And just in state. I said, I effing hate Pennsylvania.
I know.
So that's how it started. Now we're married.
Yeah, Deep, my buddy Burris. So he lives right up there in that area by Jim Thorpe.
Like Red Lion.
I forget which one.
22% of men have slept with a stuffed animal as an adult.
That bothers me. We were talking to somebody about this earlier from the end, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, man, isn't it just like replacing the pillow? I said, no, because a pillow is utilitarian.
Correct.
And she made the point, a lot of guys hug pillows. I'm like, wait, but the pillow's already on the bed.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
A stuffed animal is something you're bringing.
So is my pinky.
Bed. I mean, just, I don't know. Look, to each their own. I'm not going to shame you for it. I just don't get it.
I you know what? I can see their point, though. You know, okay, so the stuffed animal's on the bed, therefore it's just another pillow. At the end of the day.
That doesn't work for me, Mike.
Man, I got Squishmallows on my bed, man, and they make for really good snuggles at night. They're nice.
I know what those are only because my daughter loves those things.
Yeah, they're very comfortable.
They are very comfortable.
They're very big, too, and I can get my big old arms around them.
I just don't want it in my bed. Do you sleep with a Squishmallow?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
You got the Squishmallow?
I do.
Does it have a name?
Yeah. It's a lion, and I call him Richie.
Richie?
Lionel Richie. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
But it started because my wife got one, this little bee that was named Sunny, and she got tired of me because I'd sleep on the thing all the time on time when it was in bed because it's more comfortable than your average pillow.
They are very comfortable.
And she got so tired of it that she bought me one. So that's why, yes,
what is the pillow? It's called a Squishmallow.
Squishmallow, yeah.
And I cannot explain how comfortable they are.
Have you slept on it?
No. Because it's still, here's my problem. If they just made a pillow out of Squishmallow material, I'd be like, cool, because they are super comfortable. I don't want like another face.
Can someone get Steve a Squishmallow?
No, do not get me a goddamn
Let's get him a Squishmallow, and then he can see the magic.
And if you do, my daughter would steal. Seriously, her bed is populated with those things.
I'm in the market for a good pillow.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Squishmallows are where it's at.
Okay.
They're stupidly comfortable.
They're fantastic.
They really are. I cannot believe they don't.
Squishmallow?
Squishmallow, yeah. My mother-in-law got one, in it, and she completely flattened the thing out with how much she uses it.
Oh, really?
Squishmallow Jim?
She got a cat.
There you go. No, it shouldn't be. In the, yeah, there you
that
go.
Thing?
There you
That's
go.
A pillow?
Yeah.
It is. Oh, no, I want a pillow, man.
Right, that's
Dude,
what
it is
I'm
a
saying.
Pillow. It's just a little freaking animal, too.
Pokemon.
I also sometimes I sleep with a pillow in between my legs.
Yeah.
I feel weird doing that to a Squishmallow.
I agree with that. I agree with that. That feels disrespectful to do it with someone with a face.
Yeah.
I'm with you on there.
Oh, no, that's where the Squishmallow's going.
Well, just stop.
Here, baby. All right, Pikachu. Get a mouthful of thrills. Good night.
Pizza Hut Japan has just debuted a wiener coffee pizza.
What is that? Is that hot dogs and coffee and pizza?
I think so. I don't know. It's getting weird over there, man.
Wiener coffee. Would you drink wiener at Starbucks? New wiener coffee.
Speaking of wieners.
Ask how we stir it.
I feel like everybody in this room has owned a dog at some point in their life, or at least been in the care of a dog. But you know what? There are those out there that give dog owners a bad name. They have rude behaviors that need to quit.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 rude habits dog owners need to stop now. Stop dressing them up. They can't tell you that they think that you're an idiot, even though they know you're an idiot. So the next time you get the right idea to dress your dog up like Alice in Wonderland, stop. And remember the awful outfits your parents put you in. You hump.
So there's the 10 rude habits.
Hard disagree. I love seeing dogs in little costumes. Sweatshirts.
There you go.
I think it's funny, but I would never do it to my dog.
I told you, I dated a girl that had a small dog. I got into it within like a month.
I started
ordering them Maryland clothes and stuff.
Yeah. You're that guy, though.
Yeah.
I do believe, like, you, I know that you would be the guy where every day, like, your dog has a new outfit.
Man, for Molly,
Taco Tuesday, brother. That's right.
She's got a thin enough coat that putting a sweater on her is not a bad idea.
No, it is. First of all, she's Molly.
Sure.
Just understand my dog. If you put it on her, she's going to eat.
Dude, I guarantee you.
And then I'm picking up poop covered with yarn.
But she would look tough with like a puffy
jacket. I'm going to talk to your wife. We're going to get her a sweater or something like that, man. I know she'd love it.
Get your dog a jacket. Goddamn dog in a sweater.
Get Miles a Squishmallow.
Yeah.
Game on.
Done.
Game on.
Let's go.
I'll sleep with
10 rude habits dog owners need to stop. Number 10 being allowing your dog to jump up on other people. I think that kind of speaks for itself.
Well,
just knock it off.
I think most people try to maintain
my dog
in Seattle.
Jumps
in
up
in Seattle.
I never would. Not when we're out for a walk, but if you walk into my home, it's what she does. And I tell her to get down. We do all the things you can try to do. Either she does not comprende inglés, she does not care. I don't know what it is. It's what she does.
If a dog jumps up on me, that tells me the dog likes me.
Yeah. Assuming it's
so I just grab him by the head and go, what are you doing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Saying it's okay, she's friendly, to excuse bad behavior, like letting your dog jump up on people. And you know what? It is a case-by-case basis. If my dog jumps up on somebody, I hope that they're like Miles and actually understands dogs
Exactly.
instead of mine. But you never know.
I don't care because I know my dog does that. And it drives me freaking crazy.
Sure.
But after 4 years, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't mind. I just generally try to push him down just because I know the owners don't want him to do it.
Yeah.
Correct. So I just try not to encourage it.
Letting your dog off leash anywhere that isn't a dog park. That's just a bad idea. I know of dogs that are out there that are not friendly towards other dogs. If your dog is off leash and runs up to that dog, at that point, that owner is now liable or they are responsible for their dog's reaction to your stupid dog running up and setting them off.
Yeah,
so, no,
100%. I agree, man.
I'm guilty of it. I've done it.
I did have a dog years ago. Never walked this dog on a leash. Just real quick. So this dog never walked on a leash. Never thought to. Big ass Belgian Shepherd. Super loyal. Super smart. And I'm getting the Sunday paper. Yes, this is like 1990, whatever. But there's a store about 3 blocks away. The dog walks with me to go to the store. To get into the store, you had to walk downstairs to go in.
Okay.
I tell the dog, hey, sit. She sits down. He sits down. I walk into the store. I buy the paper. When I'm kind of looking at the paper, I forget that I brought the dog.
Oh, no.
I walk out of the store, go up the stairs, turn the corner, realize, oh, crap, the dog's not with me. Run back to the dog is still sitting there. She has her neck craned around to see where
Where the hell you at, man?
But until you said, like, come, you know what I mean? Like, the dog just sat there. And I'm like, you cannot possibly be this good.
Good dog.
But he was. I mean, that dog, and I had nothing to do with him. That dog was just fantastic.
The first dog that I had an encounter with was my grandparents' dog. Quick story. She was a golden retriever, one of the best dogs ever. Her name was Sasha. She was so well behaved that when my grandparents left on vacation, they just took her food bag because they knew that she'd ration herself. Sure. And they rolled the edges out so that she could just free feed. They came back after a week-long vacation. She hadn't touched a piece.
Wow. Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Then they started just pouring it into her bowl.
Just eat something.
My God.
10 rude habits dog owners need to stop ASAP. Dropping the leash to let your dog, quote, make a friend. Yet again.
Don't drop the leash.
No.
Jesus, man.
No. Right. And I'll always walk up and I'll see the owner that has a dog that clearly wants to meet mine. I'll say, it's fine. He's friendly if they want to say hi. It's cool. Calling it a support or service animal when it's not. And I feel like we all got a pretty good eyeball for the ones that are and the ones that aren't.
You know, if you see my dog, you know goddamn well my dog is not a service animal unless it's A, I'm such a stoic person. The doctors recommended I get a dog that makes me crazy.
Right. She's supporting the way that she's kind of your hype dog. Like, come on, man, let's go.
Right.
I've seen your dog. She's Jack. Ignoring no pets allowed signs. There's a couple signs in my neighborhood that basically say, look, this is not a spot for your dog to do.
Fine. Respect that.
Right. Right. Number three, putting your dog outside when he won't stop barking.
What?
Yes.
No, it's not for your neighbors to listen to. It's your problem.
Yeah, exactly. You got to deal with that.
Right. I get it. The new place that we have moved into has a nice little back area that my dog is just loving these days.
So he just
lays out there, but he also loves to yell at crap. So after a while, I got to go out there and yell at him to shut up because I know that I have neighbors and I've been that neighbor that has a dog that won't shut up next to him.
Yep.
So just take care of it. Do something.
My dog barks if there's anyone close to the home. If you're an Amazon delivery driver, I apologize.
Yes.
UPS, I apologize.
She got a thick bark, too.
She does. And everyone's so freaked out. And I'm like, if I open the door, the dog does nothing.
No.
She just wants to see you.
She's an alarm.
She is. She's our doorbell.
Talking on your phone at the dog park. I did read the blurb about this one. It's not so much talking on your phone, but it's being at the dog park and then just...
Not paying attention to your dog.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Correct. There, I was at a dog park just a couple years ago, and I saw an incident go down because owners were not paying attention to their dogs. And sometimes dogs pick a boss.
My buddy is going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
A dog attacked his dog.
Oh, no.
He's a very friendly dog. And was not like just like, oh, yeah, whatever. And my buddy was going to kill him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was absolutely going to kill him.
You will go there for your dog.
He was like, I wanted to go to jail to beat this guy's ass.
Right.
Right. Because even after that, he didn't even care.
And he could have.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't.
But the number one rude habit dog owners need to stop ASAP. And this is, I fully agree with this one because I just don't get it. Leaving the bag of poop on the ground. I would rather you leave the pile in the yard as opposed to bagging it up and then dropping it there.
Welcome to the Washington State Trail Association.
No freaking kidding, dude.
I mean, you're halfway up Tiger, and it's like, dude, not here.
Come on, man.
Or don't bring your dog on a hike. You don't want to be responsible.
If you don't want to put it in your backpack, don't bring your dog.
Right.
It's that easy.
You know he's going to take a crap.
And that's the whole thing. If we're on a trail, if we're out in nature and your dog curbs it, it's a little close to the trail edge, but
Double bag it. Figure it out.
Whatever. But don't bag it and then leave it.
I know.
Again, if I'm hiking on a trail and I see a pile of a dog stool, it's like, okay, there's bear stool out here.
The wildlife will come later and try to eat it.
Yes.
Right? But eat through a plastic bag to get there.
For real. Like, can we not? A man from California took a wrong turn in New York that landed him in a big mess of trouble, Miles.
What was that trouble?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming in at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.